The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon along with Todd Mitchell. Telephone number is here, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We started last hour for your take on Rick Perry's showdown with President Obama that will take place in Texas today. Originally, the president was going down there from Colorado to do some fundraising events today and tomorrow in Austin with no plans to even discuss the border issue. Rick Perry had sent a letter on Monday saying, I want a substantive meeting with you on this issue. The governor of Texas asking the president for a meeting. The response in the White House was, come to the airport and shake the president's hand and you can visit there. Rick Perry said, no, I'm not going to do it. So we asked the question, was Rick Perry right? To basically diss the president. I guess the president was dissing Rick Perry without the substantive meeting, so Rick Perry was dissing him back. Was that the right move? Later, because of the hubbub in the media about Perry suggesting the president was rebuffing him on the substantive meeting request, was invited by Valerie Jarrett, the president's top advisor, to a roundtable meeting that's including civic and religious leaders on the issue in Texas. So they sort of added this at the last minute. Plan was to go there for a fundraiser. They obviously decided this wasn't going to look good. They added a meeting, so they're having a meeting later today. And Rick Perry will be there at the invite of the White House. So I guess a bit vindicated on the whole, I'm not shaking your hand. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin, another prominent Republican voice, has written a piece saying, enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no mas. Without borders, there is no nation. Obama knows this. Opening our borders to a flood of illegal immigrants is deliberate. This is his fundamental transformation of America. It's the only promise he's kept. Discrediting the price paid for Americans' exceptionalism over our history, he's given false hope and taxpayers changed to millions of foreign nationals who want to sneak into our country illegally. Because of Obama's purposeful dereliction of duty, an untold number of illegal immigrants will kick off their shoes and come on in, competing against Americans for our jobs and limiting public services. There is no end in sight as our president prioritizes parties over doing the job he was hired by voters to do. Securing our borders is obviously fundamental here. It goes without saying, it is his job. She goes on to say it's time to impeach. On behalf of American workers and legal immigrants of all backgrounds, we should vehemently oppose any politician on the left or right who would hesitate in voting for articles of impeachment. The many impeachable offenses of Barack Obama can no longer be ignored. If after all this he's not impeachable, then no one is. Sarah Palin writing that yesterday at Breitbart.com. The straw that broke the camel's back. Is she right? Is that nuts? You decide. 800-228-0550. By the way, this is normally the time when we do the talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He was unable to join us today because of a hearing on the open waters proposal from the EPA rule. We may hear from him for an update on how the testimony went on that at some point this hour. And also at the bottom of the hour, we're joined by an expert from the American Farm Bureau, the senior director of congressional relations on the new tax code changes for farmers that have many concerned. Some talk of a congressional fix. We'll find out where that's all at. Here's some calls that came in during the break.
Yeah, this border crisis needs immediate action. And sitting around waiting for a Republican-controlled Senate, it's naive to think that that's a solution to anything. John McCain needs to be sitting on Obama's lap on his way out. Have a good day.
All right. I think that was in response to my suggestion that impeachment would take too long, and Republicans are tracking for a takeover of the Senate, which would stunt a lot of the antics of the Obama administration. But another take. Welcome yours. Alan, on the road listening on KCJB 910 AM, our affiliate in Minot. Hi, how are you? Go ahead.
Doing well. Rick Perry was accurate in rebuffing the president in that this is not a monarchy. He did not have to go kiss the ring of the monarch or the pope or whomever in order to get his point across. This is a constitutional republic still. But what's going on is basic politics. It's called the Hegelian dialectic, after a German philosopher named Hegel. The 19th century, he was a contemporary of Marx and Engels. And the Saul Alinsky, Jeremy Wright group that Obama runs with is very familiar with this. What it is you have a goal that is unpopular. How do you get the population to get on board with that and want that to happen? Well, you create a problem. You point out the problem. And then you provide your goal as the solution for the problem. And that's the basis of the Hegelian dialectic. And what it is you're basically engineering or manipulating people, and that is what this president is extremely proficient at. And he is, this is not being inept. This is all by design.
And that's another debate we've been having here between the callers. Some have called it incompetence. Others have said it's, a crisis created by the administration to get to a bigger point and by design. And that's your point, Alan. Let's see if others agree with you. Appreciate the call. Rebecca says, this mom in the audience says, right on, Sarah, to her comment, the time has come to impeach. How long-suffering must we, the people, be? This is overdue. Obama's not going to go visit the border. What's happening there is what he wants to have happen there. This is what people must embrace. His actions are deliberate. All we have to do is read history to see the pattern of behavior of a tyrant. Why are we surprised? Tyranny never, ever disappears. It just shows up in different people along the timeline of history, and America's term has come. The time to appeal to heaven is now, says Becky, by email. Len, in South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, Perry did the right thing by not going to the airport, but let's not forget that Perry signed a bill allowing illegals to get in-state tuition in Texas, which is just a magnet inviting more in. So in my opinion, Perry is no better than like Jeb Bush, who says they do it for love, and all the other Republican politicians and Democrats as well, who, you know, have basically on the side support illegal immigration, illegal aliens coming in, until the public starts to stand up and say, you know, enough. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, well, we disagree with this as well. You know, Texas is doing pretty well financially. Texas and North Dakota both because of oil. Rick Perry could call out his National Guard or call out his state militia and stop it. He could stop these people coming across the border. But I heard about 2 weeks ago that he said he doesn't want to do that because unless the president calls them out, the state of Texas would have to pay for it. Well, isn't the state of Texas paying a lot of money right now for all the stuff that's happening? You know, we hear about families who are being asked to take people into their houses and all the other stuff that's going on. So, yes, Perry did do the right thing by not going to the airport, but that would be one of the only right things that he's done in, as far as I'm concerned when it comes to this.
Thanks, Len. An interesting take to say, hey, you know, take it into your own hands. Send the guard down there. Maybe that'd be the way to do it. And also, if you believe it's by design, a proper thing to do to say, you're not acting, so I'm going to act. What do you think of Len's idea? Let us know. Sherry Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I just had a couple comments on one of the night shows of your programs. A young man who was a legal Mexican guy stated that he knew that this was orchestrated, this whole thing with the immigration. And it shows you that many of the American people feel the same way. But I have a comment about our president. He's a president of no. Someone had stated that he's like a little child. When he was dealing with Maliki in Iraq, he just walked away because he wasn't get what he wanted from Maliki. Then when we had the exchange of Berghoff with the terrorists that he released, he didn't notify Congress because they would have told him no. So he just went ahead and did what he wanted to do. Now with his immigration, he did this just to spite the Republicans because they would not go along with him on this immigration act that they're trying, he's trying to get through. So he went ahead with the January situation where he notified, had someone notify the transit organization to pick up all of these kids. So this was planned ahead of time. And we have nothing but thank you. I'm saying this very clearly. We have him to blame, and he has to take all the credit for this. And now he's in the process of ruining our country. And there's no way we can get rid of him right now. And our Republicans are so spineless that we don't get any result from them. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Are you with Sarah Palin on this is the straw that broke the camel's back and it's time to impeach, Sharon?
You can't impeach him. It's just that it takes so many votes from the Congress, and he's impeachable. There's just no way that they can get rid of him.
Thanks for the call. Lauren in Devil's Lake, Pat in New Salem, Dave in Dickinson, Steve on the road near Holly, Carl in Fargo coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550. Are you back from coffee? We're not needed today. Todd said, I'm going to go get some coffee here.
No,
these
I'm
callers.
Not, you know what? Everybody's so fired up. You and I can just kind of sit back and next.
Exactly.
I can make sure I have some coffee here.
That's why we ask what's on your mind. And honestly, we're happy to just sit on the sidelines and let you vent a little bit and hear what you have to say. And Lauren in Devil's Lake, you're next to go on what's on your mind. Go ahead. Okay, Lauren, turn the radio down if you would.
Echo.
Yeah, turn the radio down and then just talk into the phone. It'll be easier for us to converse. All right, Lauren needs to go on hold and
talk show with ourselves here.
Yeah, Shane, see if you can coax Lauren through that there. While I head to New Salem and Pat, who's waiting to weigh in here. So we'll put Lauren on hold. We'll go to Pat. Hey, Pat, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing, it just makes me sick. This Sarah Palin was right on. This President Obama has a whole catalog list of things he's done. I mean, this whole immigration thing was planned, no doubt about it. People say, well, we, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we didn't know what had been going on since last year, but you know how he's kept this all kind of hush-hush and everything, and it's obvious everything he's doing to this country. He is trying to break this country down. He wants us to be socially run, like a cutting back the Obamacare. I mean, it affects my life. He's affected my life. Terrible, the insurance and how it's, you know, everything there. And now to cut people's wages 30 hours a week and it's part-time work and stuff. You look at all these subdivisions around people that own, you know, nice subdivisions, got 150, 200, $300,000 homes. Those are going to be like ghost towns because, you know, if this is going to be the way he wants everything to go, because nobody's going to afford that kind of living. That's not what we want, but everything he's doing is just like, I mean, he's like the Adolf Hitler to me. I don't know what else you could say. Last week I seen on C-SPAN, there was seeing the American Communist Party, and it's like, in this whole thing, I mean, I'm 62, and I grew up, and that was a dirty word, and now it's just become, you know, how they're trying to change this world. I mean, when I got out of school, my dream was to have a home, a car, family. I mean, what else is there, you know? But everything he's done, he's lied, everything, his finger, then God, everything they do is political. Everything. I mean, they eat, sleep, breathe political. And Nancy Pelosi here, they're all, I mean, you know, they should all be impeached and gone. He's destroyed the, as far as the office of presidency, I hate to see what the next president of this country, look at all he's got to face and stuff.
Pat, thanks for the call. Hear the frustration, and thanks for sharing what's on your mind. Steve, on the road near Hawley, Minnesota. You're next on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Good. Traveling Highway 10 today, are you?
No, actually, I was coming up from Barnesville. I was in Fergus Falls and kind of cutting the corner there. But this is purposeful. You know, I'm agreeing with, you know, the last few folks that have been on is that he may be incompetent, you know, in certain areas, naive and arrogant, which is a terrible combination. But, you know, you take Iraq, he pulled out of there for political reasons, you know, be damned any territory that was conquered or any wars that were won, he just walked away from it. You look at history, that's not what you do after you win a war or tie or anything else. You have to have a military presence in those territories. So you look at Europe. We're still there. You look at Japan, we're still there. You look at Korea, we're still there. How have the lives, for the most part, of Europeans been improved with the U.S. involvement in, for example, Berlin until the wall came down? I mean, to liberate a country and then walk away and let the people that you have conquered take it over in four more years is insane. But he does not care. Fast and furious. Let's change U.S. gun laws by dumping guns into Mexico, getting people killed with them, and blaming it on U.S. gun policy. That's what they did. and he has a media, you know, a quote mainstream media that will support every single thing he does. It is a catastrophe of epic proportion. Great for Sarah Palin. Impeachment is not an option. The Senate will not convict him. I don't know what the solution is, but the consequences to the United States are devastating and will continue to be devastating until this changes.
Steve, thanks. Carl, Fargo, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I believe in December of 2008, Congress had passed legislation, and Bush signed it, saying that anybody that came into the country from farther south than Mexico had to be interviewed to find out if they were refugees and escaping killing or gangs or were being sexually abused in their country. So does that ring a bell, Scott, or...
It rings a bell, yeah. Your point being what, Carl?
No, I'm just saying that President Bush signed it in December of 2008, where you can't just send those people directly, you know, as soon as they come in, you can't just send them back into Mexico. Yeah, they have to have a hearing to see if they're refugees or being sexually abused or whatnot. And, of course, they can probably flaunt their stories and educated up on what to do, but... Anyway, Bush signed the law in 2008, December, right before he left office. I just thought I'd bring that up so that people would know there's a little bit
more to it. Yeah, I got your point. So I think what you're suggesting then is this crisis is owned by the Obama by the Bush administration.
No,
6 years after they're out. I mean, it's a popular excuse from the Obama administration, although I've not heard that one this time. They've used it on the economy and many other things, but it seems like a bit of a stretch. Going to keep rolling here. Brian and Tioga, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I kind of think you paid attention to this Obama administration. He had his intent. It's not incompetency or naivety or anything like that. His plan was to destroy this country. And if you kind of read his writings and his father's writings and everything he's done, I think you'll have to come to that conclusion. And I think he wants his chaos, and I think he wants his world country in turmoil come next election so he can stay president.
Brian, appreciate the call. Dave Dickinson, your take.
Hi, Scott. This is Dave calling from Dickinson. Anyway, according to Rush Limbaugh, back in January, on the government website, there was a posting for help wanted, for transportation and logistical services to handle 40,000 immigrants. So that's true. Obviously, it was planned and it started a long time ago. So thanks, man. Have a good day.
David Dickinson, thank you. A lot of passion on this issue, and that's why we asked the question, what's on your mind? Found out today. Thanks so much. Wish we had more answers to say, here's how we could channel that frustration. Talk about tax code hurting farmers next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
A story in the Bismarck Tribune caught our attention last week, and our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau have graciously hooked us up with an expert to answer some questions about it. Welcome others as well. The headline of the story was Tax Code Changes Have Farmers Concerned. And the story by Jessica Holdman said several approaching tax code changes could mean big bills for agriculture producers. Though legislation has been introduced to avert those changes, some farmers are getting nervous. The amount farmers can expense out for repairs and purchases has dropped, leaving more that they have to depreciate. The limit for purchases has, does that line make any sense? The amount farmers can expense out for repairs and purchases has dropped, leaving more that they have to depreciate. All right. Not the best grammar. There,
leaving,
I guess,
more,
but
to depreciate.
Yeah.
Welcome to Grammar 101 here.
Yeah. The limit for purchases has dropped from $2 million to $200,000 to be able to write off expenses. The write-off amount has dropped as well from $500,000 to $25,000. So if I spend more than $200,000, then I start losing the $25,000 write-off, they quote lead tax specialist for Farm Credit Services in Mandan. A new rule would require farmers to depreciate the cost of repairs that exceed $500. Farmers also are losing the ability to write off 50% of new purchases, including farm buildings. That impacts all producers. There's going to be a lot more paid by the little guy as well. This could all lead to at least a 10 to 20% increase in income taxes, she said. So it's a significant change. It's going to be very difficult to do business under those rules. Some talk of a congressional fix to all this, so helping us get to the bottom of it is the American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Patricia Wolf. Hello, Patricia. How are you?
Hello, and you should call me Pat.
So, Pat, have we described the problem fair enough there? Maybe you can give us a little more detail on the concerns that the producers have here.
Well, you have hit on three different things, and Congress is working on them. Two of them, the Section 179 small business expensing, which is the ability for small producers to immediately deduct expenses, is under consideration. It's called an expiring provision, and so is the 50% bonus depreciation. Those are called expiring provisions. And the reason that they're in that category is that those deductions, they have been on the books for a really long time. And farmers have been able to take advantage of that for a really long time, but Congress is only approved them for short periods of time. So they'd say, okay, it's good for 2 years. Okay, it's good for another 2 years. Okay, it's good for another 2 years. Well, we got to the end of last year, the end of 2013, and those provisions were expiring, and Congress didn't get around to extending them. So right now, farmers cannot use bonus depreciation. They cannot take an immediate 50% deduction when they buy equipment. And using the small business expensing, the amount that they can deduct is $25,000 instead of $200,000. So Congress knows that they should have done this, right? They knew that this expiration was coming up, and yet they failed to act. And they pretty much agree, both in the House and Senate, that they need to do something to fix this, to put these provisions back on the books. But they can't decide how to get that done. And that's what's going on here in Washington this summer. The House and Senate, they're not arguing about whether or not these deductions are good. I mean, they agree that they should exist. They're arguing about how to get it done. And right now, things are pretty much stuck.
Now, it would seem to me the biggest pain point here is this idea that producers could end up paying 55% or more in income taxes, right? I mean,
the amount that it would impact a farmer will depend. That would be different for, you know, every producer depending on their situation. But what's really sad is that farmers, they're having to make business decisions, right? They're having to decide whether to replace equipment now. They can't wait till Congress gets done arguing about this to know whether or not they're going to have this tax deduction. And whether or not they have the tax deduction might determine whether they can afford a new piece of equipment. Now, if your tractor breaks, yes, you're going to have to go out and do something, right? You might have to go out and buy a new tractor, but there's other things that are more strategic and you plan whether or not to replace pieces of equipment in certain years. And now farmers are being asked to decide to make those kind of huge expenditures, not knowing how it will impact their bottom line. So the House and the Senate are squabbling about this, and most people believe that they will figure it out before the end of the year, before farmers actually have to file their taxes. But in the meantime, everybody's kind of in the lurch, really not knowing what their tax burden will be, how much taxes they'll have to pay at the end of the year.
Also saw a quote from somebody in the machinery business saying that it was having a significant impact there. Others have suggested that might have more to do with the prices right now, or certainly it's a double whammy at least to have, you know, prices off some pretty historic highs in recent years, combined with some uncertainty on the tax code. That's not a good combination, is it?
Yeah, and it's probably a combination of both, but it is having an impact. There's a little bit of difference between the two provisions. For small business expensing, that's the one that has the $25,000 cap, should be $200,000 cap. You can use that for new and used equipment. Bonus depreciation is just for new equipment. So it's impacting sales, outright sales, and trades. And it just doesn't make sense. What the squabble is about here in Washington is about whether or not those tax code provisions should be permanent or whether they should just extend them for another 2 years.
Is this enough of a crisis that it will get dealt with, in your view, at some point by Congress?
I think Congress is going to deal with it, and the reason I say that, for a couple of reasons. First of all, the two things that we're talking about, the two issues that deal with depreciation, Those are two out of 50 tax code provisions that expired at the end of last year. So when you look at that list of 50, there's a lot of people want those extenders to be passed. And the other reason that I say it, I think it's going to get resolved sooner or later, is because the House and the Senate are actually working on it. In the Senate, the Finance Committee has passed a two-year extension of all 50 provisions. All right, so it's out of committee. It's ready to be voted on by the full Senate, but they're having, the reason they can't vote on it is because they're arguing about amendments. Who's going to be able to offer what kind of amendments? And that argument's not going well. So it's stuck in the Senate, but they have taken the initial step of passing the two-year bill. In the House, they've taken a different approach, and they are working for permanency. So the bills that are moving through the House make these tax code provisions permanent. The House is voting on them, though, one at a time. So instead of voting on all 50 at once, they're voting on them one at a time, and they're voting to make them permanent. And the House has already passed one of the two provisions that we're talking about. They have passed the small business expensing bill. That passed a couple of weeks ago. And this week on Friday, they're supposed to vote on the bonus depreciation bill. So, you know, the steps are being taken. There's just no sense of urgency, and it makes us think that it's going to be till after the election till they actually get around to working out all these differences. And again, that's bad for farmers, because they have to decide things now. They can't wait till December to make all their business decisions.
Yeah, uncertainty is probably the biggest enemy of you know, so much planning. And it's a disease in Congress right now, isn't it? The way they kick things down the road. I mean, even the debate on this issue of the House saying, hey, let's set this and set it permanently so people know what they're dealing with. And the Senate idea of a patch is just more uncertainty. That's the worst, isn't it?
It is just absolutely bad policy. And we just can't seem to get around it here. You know, earlier this year and last year, Congress did spend a lot of time talking about a permanent replacement for our entire tax code, and they worked really hard on that, but they just ran out of time on that one. They just ran out of time, and so that's why that all these little things, that they're not little, but smaller bills have to be dealt with one at a time and in a more kind of crisis situation.
And as the Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation, I imagine your job is just to make enough noise so it gets dealt with at some point, right?
Well, the first order of the day is to get people's attention. Yep, and we're working hard to do that. Any Farm Bureau group that comes to town talking about this stuff is one of the things we ask them to do. And then we got to, once we get their attention and things are starting to move, we have to get them to vote the right way. And unfortunately, these tax bills have gotten caught up in the partisan bickering that's going on around here. And, you know, the two parties have different opinions about whether they should be 2 years or whether they should be permanent. And it's not just this issue that's caught up into all this partisan bickering, but it's really like put the brakes on Congress passing much of anything between now and the end of the year.
Well, at least the producers that are concerned about it got an update on the situation, and we thank you for that today. Pat, thanks a bunch. You bet. Take care. Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Normally Wednesdays in this hour we hear from Congressman Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We mentioned earlier that a hearing on the open waters proposal from the EPA had prevented him from joining us for the entire hour. We're hoping to get an update on that hearing from him when we come back on What's on Your Mind to wrap up the hour. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And as we mentioned, our normally scheduled talk radio town hall unable to happen today with Congressman Kevin Cramer because of a hearing with EPA officials on the open waters rule. But we did get a chance to at least get a sense of how that hearing is going, which is continuing right now. Congressman Kevin Cramer on our newsmaker line. So tell us what was on tap today. What the significance of this hearing?
Sure. So today's hearing, Scott, was... It was entitled Navigating the Clean Water Act, Is Water Wet? And it was a hearing of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, which I'm a member of course. And the thing I love about the Science Committee is with regard to the EPA, Corps of Engineers, Department of Energy, a lot of this supposed scientific agencies, we get to review the science, not just the emotion. And yet, And that's where things, we've had to subpoena the EPA for information because they loved and hoard data and hide it and not present, you know, the raw data when they make, whether it's Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, or whatever other jurisdictions they claim to have, they like to hang on to the raw data and the science so that the people can't see it. And this Waters of the U.S., which has become very controversial for good reason, which is, I think, was only confirmed today by EPA officials, is nothing more than a big land grab. While they say, no, it's actually going to restrict our jurisdiction, yet they're defining things that are so broad that it not only does it not restrict it, and it grows their jurisdiction, and furthermore, it adds lack of clarity when they pretend that they're trying to provide clarity in this rulemaking. And you know, people should understand. I think your listeners do because they've called a lot about it, Scott. But there have been two Supreme Court cases already where the court has upheld that regulations has actually rejected the regulation under Clean Water Act jurisdiction over things like isolated ponds because they lacked a significant nexus to navigable waters. The Clean Water Act is about navigable waters. The Clean Water Act is about Congress asserting some control over waters, navigable waters, which are largely controlled by states, as per the Supreme Court, as per the Constitution. The only nexus that the Congress or the federal government has over navigable waters is for the purpose of commerce, obviously, interstate commerce. So if you're moving products, you know, across state lines and things. While the Clean Water Act under this administration has tried to assume all kinds of extra jurisdictions and very broad categories. For example, one of the areas of questioning that I really delved into was the issue of the need for a category in this rule called, quote, other waters. Now, remember, they argue that the reason for this new rule is to provide clarity, and then they have a category called other waters. Well, what are other waters? You know, they have things like they assert jurisdiction over floodplains unless otherwise not available or otherwise rejected. So, in other words, they determine based on their own decision making, what authority they want to have over floodplains or quote other waters. It was a grueling, I can tell you that, and it's continuing with this EPA deputy administrator. But here's one of the areas that I delved into that I think gets to the heart of what's wrong with this entire administration, what we're seeing in everything from Benghazi to the IRS and everybody in between. The chairman of the committee, Lamar Smith, asked this guy about the issue of the EPA intercepting the science committee's questions to the science advisory board. The EPA, like all of the science committees, have an independent science advisory board. They are volunteers. They are scientists. They come from various walks of life, and they are the independent watchdog. And by the way, the EPA is not even supposed to issue proposed rules until the science advisory board is weighed in. Well, in this case, they issued the proposed rules first, and then they asked the science advisory board to start studying it. Well, we asked the Science Advisory Board a series of questions. The EPA intercepted the questions, which the law does not allow them to do. Now, this is a familiar tune, isn't it? And so this guy told the chairman, when the chairman said, I don't believe the law allows you to intercept questions going to the Independent Science Advisory Board, he said, yeah, but we feel as though they're our employees, and we feel that this is the right approach. And, of course, whenever somebody, especially a scientist, says how he feels, I get very concerned. So I was the next questioner right after the chairman, or actually after the ranking member, and I asked him point blank, do you believe the law allows the EPA to intercept questions from the Science, Space, and Technology Committee of the Congress of the United States to the Science Advisory Board? And he said, well, what we want to do is, and he went on to explain what they want to do, and I said, I don't think what you want and how you feel is not the question. The question is, does the law allow you to do this? And he went on to talk about how he feels. Scott, the arrogance of this administration has never been on more display than it was today in front of the Science Committee. And I just I don't know what we're going to do about it except to win some elections so that we can, so that we can make some major changes other than continue to hold this oversight.
Only half a minute left, but did you get an answer to the question, is water wet, is what I'd like to know.
Great. great point. And not really. No, not really, because of the vagueness of all of these categories that they want to do. Listen, if people want to weigh in on this, by the way, this is an open docket. There is an open, you can go on my website, kramer.house.gov. We have a link to where you can go comment for the open comment period on the waters of the U.S. I did put into the record four different county farm bureau letters opposing the rule. And we'll have up on the website a link to the video of the hearing so that they can at least see my questioning of the witness, if not the rest.
Sounds good. Thanks for the update. Out of time. Got to go. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Congress Kramer back next week for a full hour of the Talk Radio Tunnel for this and other issues. See you tomorrow.
Generous, generous Jerry. He's booming, booming, booming. He will line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wampanoag, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.